Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another little bite-sized political podcast. And I've got exciting news for you. You're going to be very excited about this because the long-awaited Ukrainian spring offensive may have begun just in time for the summer. Yes, the BBC reports that, well, it might have started, but we're not sure. Let's talk about how the BBC reports things because it's classic misinformation, right? Listen to this. Russia says it has thwarted a major Ukrainian offensive. This is Russia's defense ministry, and it's telling us that it's thwarted a major Ukrainian offensive in Donetsk, claiming to have killed 250 Ukrainian troops and destroyed armored vehicles. Video has emerged of what Russia says is the battle, appears to show military vehicles coming under heavy fire in fields. But there's been no comment from Kyiv, and Russia's claim has not been independently verified. Well, that's interesting. So the Russians claim something, and the BBC say, well, it needs to be independently verified, and the other side haven't agreed it, right? But by the same token, when Ukraine, remember when Ukrainians were telling us about, the ghost of Kiev? Remember that myth? The songbird of Mariupol, remember that? These are all myths. This was all made up by most likely the Ministry of Defense in Whitehall in London, right? Then sold back to, as a Ukrainian success stories. There was no verification of that. Didn't stop the British media running with it until eventually the Ukrainian said, yeah, well, actually, the ghost of Kiev is more of an idea than a reality. So anyway, you know, it's a hypocrisy of the BBC. They're certainly not prepared to believe the Russians, but they are prepared to listen to whatever the Ukrainians say. And the sad thing about this is that I would suggest that more than likely the Russians are probably right. The last year or so, year and a half, has seen pretty much, I think, a big chunk of all the best fighting men in the Ukrainian army killed. They're all in their graves. In 2023, right? So who is driving these military vehicles? You know, that's what I would ask you. Well, the answer is it's going to be rookies more than likely, or a lot of them could be rookies. So it's not surprising that seasoned Russian military, including fighter planes and high-tech munitions, take them out. And, this whole counteroffensive, I listened to my best friend, Field Marshal Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Vaccine Radio this morning, talking to a Ukrainian MP about this. Naturally, a Ukrainian MP. What about a Russian MP? No, we don't talk to them. All right, so that provides us with both sides of the story, does it? You only talk to one side. Yes, I see. So she was on about this, and of course, the Ukrainian MP was lying through her teeth. That's what they do. That's what they're paid to do. But the Russian Defense Ministry is saying that Ukraine apparently had launched a large-scale offensive in Donetsk yesterday using 6 mechanized and 2 tank battalions. It claimed that Ukrainians tried to break through Russian defenses in what Kiev sees as the most vulnerable part of the front line, but that it did not achieve its tasks. It had no success. And the Russians are saying that the Ukrainians lost around 250 troops as well as 16 tanks. Now, I'm not sure about this. You can't be sure. I mean, undoubtedly, some of the stuff that Russia puts out is propaganda as well. But the thing is, there is video evidence of it. I mean, the Russians aren't so stupid. And for me, the greater likelihood is that this whole counteroffensive, it's a Western fantasy that Zelensky is forcing his own military to live out. Because there's not a chance in hell of them retaking territory lost to the Russians. That territory is lost for good, my friends. It's gone. So when you hear, again, Western allies saying there'll never be peace until every inch of Ukraine has been reclaimed from Russia, well, then that means there's never going to be peace. But that's not true. It's just rhetoric. That's all it is. It's hollow rhetoric steeped in the blood of Ukrainians and Russians, actually, for that matter. Of course, we need to get peace. Of course, we need to have stop all this nonsense talk about offensive, be this spring offensive, be this summer offensive. There sure as hell won't be an autumn offensive. There won't be a winter offensive. So I think what we're seeing is the kind of the flickering of what's left of the Ukrainian military as it gets wiped out on the battlefield. Undoubtedly, it will inflict some losses on the Russians. I mean, I'm sure that's the case, but it won't regain the territory because it can't. The flower of Ukrainian military prowess is mostly lying in the trenches in Donbass. That's where it is. If you want to find them, where's the Ukrainian military? Well, their bodies, some of them are reclaimed and buried in these huge cemeteries, which the BBC never show you. These huge new cemeteries dug to put the bodies of the fallen Ukrainian soldiers in. So, you know, it's all awful. I regret every life. You've heard me say this consistently from February of 2022. I'm anti-war. This is a pointless war. This is a NATO war. This is a war of imperial aggression against Russia, as far as I can see, using Ukraine as the cat's paw. And so even as the casualties mount up in Ukraine and the cemeteries overflow with dead bodies, the West beats its chest and tells us how wonderful it all is. So it's pretty disgusting. But anyway, the spring offensive, I think it may have begun in the summer and ended at the same time. Thanks for listening.